Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons. I'm here with my co-host, Sam Zordich, and our producer, Jorgi Jorgensen. And today's guest is Derwin Long, PhD, Assistant Dean, Executive and Professional Development, Opus College of Business at the University of St. Thomas. Thanks for being with us this morning, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Can you give us a little background on your programs at the university and what you're in charge of and what you do, please?
Absolutely. The continuing education programs at the Opus College of Business are oriented toward developing leadership capacity among business professionals here in the Twin Cities and beyond. Every year, we offer about 200 open enrollment programs that are available to folks interested in a wide variety of business topics, whether that's finance, marketing, human resources, etc. We also customize programs for businesses, and we've been doing that for 52 years.
Wow.
52 years. Who knew it was that long? I probably should have. I've been here long enough. And how long have you been with the college, Dr.
You know, I've been affiliated with St. Thomas for about a dozen years now.
Dozen years. And you're in charge of the executive and professional development?
Yes, our executive and professional development programs at St. Thomas are offered at our downtown Minneapolis campus, as well as at satellite locations in Bloomington and Maple Grove here in the Twin Cities. We also offer programs down at our Ganey Conference Center in Owatonna. And our custom programs can be delivered at any of our campus locations or at a business site, if that's the choice of the client.
Terrific. And one of the things we started talking about was continuing education for business.
Absolutely, Tom. It's never been more important. The fact is that the pace of change these days is astronomical. Anybody in a leadership position knows that the biggest problem that they've got is information overload. Just keeping up, Sam, with what they need to know on a daily basis to make good decisions. And our programs are designed to help either folks who are looking to expand their knowledge of business or to develop absolutely new knowledge and skills about the latest and greatest research and what's going on, the current thinking in business. And our programs are designed to help folks cut through that clutter so that they can learn quickly what they need to know to stay on the leading edge of competitiveness in a very, very difficult economy.
So these programs for businesses and business employees, are a lot of these conducted in the evening so that they're done after hours? Is that...
Tom, you're absolutely right. We offer our programs in a variety of convenient formats. Many of the programs are offered in the evening, but we also find that some of our customers prefer to spend daytime hours. So we do offer programs during the day. Some folks are looking for a combination of weekday and weekend programs. So we try to offer programs in a format that is convenient for our participants, convenient in format, scheduling, and location.
You know, Doctor, when I think of continuing education, I think of the licensure programs that are required for lawyers and CPAs and real estate brokers and such. Do you put on some of those programs as well?
You know, Tom, you're absolutely thinking about the right model. While we focus our programs on the needs of business professionals, the services that we provide are much like the continuing education programs that a doctor or a lawyer might pursue. But our focus is exclusively on business professionals. In some cases, we do offer programs and test preparation that help folks with licenses, whether that's in real estate, fundraising. We have a very popular series of programs in project management that help folks prepare for certification through the Project Management Institute, PMI. But many of our other programs are not tied to an industry certification, but rather oriented toward increasing knowledge and skills that people need to apply on the job the very next day.
So most of these programs then are for helping people to grow in their jobs and grow in their leadership capacities.
That's exactly right, Tom. We serve a number of folks who have different needs. But many folks come to us because they're looking for new knowledge and skills to become more proficient in their current profession, whether that's marketing, finance, accounting, or any other business-related field.
So you work it with the undergraduate as well as the graduate level?
Sam, all of our programs are oriented toward working adults.
Okay.
The average age of a participant in one of our programs is 44 years old.
Okay.
So folks come to us after they've graduated from college or maybe even from graduate school. They've been in the workforce for a few years to maybe a dozen years or more, and they're really looking to differentiate themselves, become more competitive, become more proficient, and become more leaders.
What's a real popular one you're seeing, especially with this economy change?
Well, first of all, leadership programs at all levels are always very popular. Everyone understands that we have a shortage of leadership in business and in many other areas these days. And there's nothing more important for organizations to do than to build the leadership capacity of their individuals. So leadership programs continue to be very, very popular. Given the economy right now, we see a lot of interest in programs that are oriented toward operational efficiency. We have some very popular programs in Six Sigma, Green Belt and Black Belt training. We have project management programs, lean manufacturing processes, but we have other programs that are also very popular. We have a general business program. We call it the Mini MBA. It provides participants with a taste of a wide range of business topics, whether that's marketing, HR, finance, accounting, leadership, ethics, and they can get an MBA-oriented program condensed into 14 weeks and get a sense for a broad base of business topics that help them to be broadly effective in their organizations.
But in one segment.
That's right. That's right. The our mini MBA program is offered in a variety of formats, but typically in the evening over a series of 14 weeks. Classes meet one night a week for 14 weeks. Each week is focused on a different topic.
Doctor, one of the most important topics for business owners that I found in my 35 years of practice is they're all looking for good people. They're desperately trying to find good, intelligent workers and trying to find ways to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also trying to identify future leaders as they hire them and then help train those leaders so that they can take over next year or the next decade. Have you got some good programs to help business owners train their workforce?
Tom, absolutely. And that's one of the most common reasons that organizations come to us, particularly looking for custom education solutions. Perhaps there are middle-level executives who are being groomed for more senior-level positions in the coming years. And leaders at the top recognize that when they step aside, they need to turn the organization over to people who have solid leadership skills. We have a variety of programs that are oriented toward those folks. We have programs in collaborative leadership, working in a global environment, strategy, advanced finance classes, marketing classes, etc. But more important, Tom, is that we can often customize our programs for the needs of businesses.
Okay, let's stop right there for a minute, Dr. Long.
You're
telling me that the university's been around for 52 years, and now, and I assume you've done this for some time, you can custom design a program for small business owners?
Absolutely.
To help them deal with their issues?
Absolutely, Tom. The University of St. Thomas has been customizing educational programs for the last 20 years or so. We work with businesses of all size in helping them deal with unique business problems that they may have. What we will typically do is work with an organization on some form of assessment. That assessment can be at the individual level or at the organizational level. Once we've completed an assessment, we will work with that organization to design and develop an educational program that is specifically oriented toward meeting the needs of that organization.
Can you give me a little more information on this assessment? What does that entail?
Well, in the case, Tom, of individual assessments, we use a battery of tests that might assess a person's knowledge in a particular topical area, but more often it is an attempt to measure their leadership strengths and weaknesses. That's the first step toward identifying gaps that can then be filled through educational programming or executive coaching.
So you help the business owners use some assessment tools to
Absolutely.
Make sure that they're putting the right people in the right positions.
Right people in the right jobs and with the right skills to be successful in those jobs. At the organizational level, the assessment is typically a little different. We look at business strategies, we evaluate talent, and we can help organizations identify sort of broader learning gaps or knowledge gaps that need to be filled, not just on an individual level, but among groups of individuals, perhaps to respond to emerging competitive threats or strategic change initiatives or other programs that may be important to help the organization thrive into the future.
So many businesses have a pattern of growing, and they have a fast period of growth, and then they plateau. And they're trying to figure out, how can I break out of that plateau? And more times than not, it's because their people are as busy as they can be. They're as productive as they can be. Now you've got to recast that organization and say, what's it going to look like when it's twice this big, and how do we break out? Do you help with those kind of issues as well?
We certainly do, Tom. And that's a very common problem that organizations come to us. How do they take the next step in their organizational life? How do they reach higher? How do they
scale?
Envision scale? How do they achieve the future, whatever that may be? And when folks are working as hard as they possibly can, the solution is not to make them work harder; it's to make them work smarter. And clearly, that's where education comes in.
I'm going to come back to the leadership and find out. You know, a lot of people are bandying that word about lately. What does St. Thomas, what is it that you concentrate on, not specifically necessarily, but as a leadership, how do you define that? Because I'm assuming there's people who are mid-level management, which is different than a leader of an organization.
But maybe future leaders, if you can
right.
help them.
So what is it that you're working on with that gap?
Sure. Well, leadership, Sam, exists on many levels, as you know, but for the University of St. Thomas, regardless of the level, we believe that strong leadership capability is built on a foundation of ethical decision making. One of the hallmarks of all of our programs is a focus on ethics and considering ethical factors when leaders have to make tough judgments around tough problems. And it's not just a matter of evaluating a spreadsheet. It's a matter of leaders understanding the mission of the organization, the values that are important to the organization, to the employees, to their stakeholders, to themselves, so that they are making good, solid decisions that are in the best interests of the organization and consistent with the cultural characteristics that will help that organization succeed. So we believe at St. Thomas that leadership rests firmly on a foundation of strong ethical decision making, and we try to incorporate that into all of our programs.
Back to this leadership issue, if we've identified future leaders, they have the capacity, they have the talent, they have a relative little experience compared to existing leadership, what type of programs do you have available on an individual basis for those people that we've identified as future leaders?
Sure. Tom, education can be viewed in many ways as an accelerant. It helps people grow faster than they otherwise would. There's no substitute for on-the-job training, and that remains the number one way that organizations grow their future leaders. And education is not a substitute for the benefits of on-the-job training. But on-the-job training takes time, and it can take a lot of time. And so education can be that rocket booster shot to provide individuals with that extra energy that emphasizes and accelerates the learning that they are getting from on-the-job training.
I like that.
What a terrific way to refer to it, isn't it?
Yeah, give us an example of where that has shown up in the work that you've done with organizations.
Sure. Sam, we're working with a client organization doing some custom leadership development work for them, and they happen to be very concerned about succession planning. This particular organization is a franchisor, and their franchisees tend to be family businesses. And it just so happens that many of their franchisees are at a transition point between the first and second generation of leadership. And so this is a very insightful and foresightful company, because they have been sponsoring educational opportunities for their franchisees to help develop that next generation of leadership. So we're putting their franchisees, this second generation of owners, through a pretty rigorous 18-month program. They meet with our faculty members on a variety of topics over a period of 8 to 10 months, and they're exposed to a lot of business topics, and they're provided with the latest and greatest research and information and thinking about those topics. And we believe that when they leave that program after these 8 to 10 months, they are in a much stronger position to take over those businesses when that time comes.
So you're not only expanding their context, you're plugging them into different alternatives and options.
Absolutely. And it gives them a chance to think about themselves, what they can bring to their organization, how they can affect that transition and the significance of that change. And we know from the client that this program is making a real difference in those franchisees' companies.
So you're expanding their thinking, essentially. Most business owners that I know work 24/7, and they run out of day before they run out of things to do every day, and you kind of get locked in. But if they go through some of these programs, they can get some case studies. You can really expand their thinking and say, where are you going, and where do you want to be with this thing next year, the year after, or 5 years down the road?
That's exactly right, Tom. And you know, one of the traps, particularly that entrepreneurs and small business owners get into, is that they're so busy running the business that they don't necessarily take the time or have the time to reflect about themselves or the future. Education can be a means for them to do that.
That's terrific. I think we need to get back to this custom design programs again. What a terrific resource. Can you give us an example of maybe a smaller business and maybe a bigger business and how that might work?
Sure. We work with a wide variety of companies, Tom, so I could give you lots of examples, but I'll just pick two. We worked with a smaller organization here in town, and they determined that as part of an overall emphasis on organizational efficiency, they wanted to put a group of their employees through formal training in project management. And they contacted the University of St. Thomas. We were happy to work with them, and we developed a customized project management curriculum for them. And we had several faculty members go to their location, deliver a concentrated program in project management, and that was a critical change management initiative for the leadership of that organization. For a larger organization, we worked with a group of individuals who were at a pivot point in their careers. They were on the cusp of moving from what we call functional leadership to strategic leadership, where they were moving beyond responsibility for a functional area like marketing or human resources and ascending into more senior leadership roles where they were going to be responsible for the strategic vision for the entire organization. So for these particular folks who tended to be very knowledgeable about more narrow areas of business, our leadership development program provided them with opportunities to understand the organization from a much broader perspective and to understand the systems and the interconnectedness between different parts of the business so that they could move into that more senior role and be visionary and effective.
So in a case like that, you sat down with the board of directors or the CEO and said, and they told you about a problem or some goals and some objectives they had, and then you custom prepared this program to bring those key people along?
Yes, Tom. We work with organizations at a variety of different levels. For smaller organizations, we have worked directly with chairmen of the board, for instance, to develop leadership programs. More typically, however, we're working with a senior leader of an organization. Maybe it's the CEO, it might be the chief human resources officer, or in large organizations, it may be a senior leader with responsibility for training and development. But regardless of the individual that we work with, we do work at a systems level and help organizations fill their knowledge and skills gap at a variety of levels.
Let me Let me get an idea of the leadership transition, that second example you gave us, from the functional to the strategic. How long would something like that take, realistically? I mean, you're actually shifting their thinking, you're shifting their capabilities, you're shifting their position in the company.
Yeah, Sam, that doesn't happen in a day, does it?
No.
The programs that you described typically are developed and delivered over a period of months. It wouldn't be uncommon for that kind of program to be delivered over a year or 18 months.
Okay, so planning ahead is probably really wise.
Planning ahead is very wise, and not just planning, but commitment as well.
Oh.
If you're going to ask that people in your organization make an 18-month commitment to a learning engagement, it requires senior leadership's clear commitment and support for that initiative.
I suppose.
I'm curious, after you meet with the CEO or whoever it is that has these problems or objectives, and you define or you get an idea for what you want to do for them, how do you staff that? Where do you pull your resources from at the university?
Tom, the Opus College of Business has a full-time faculty of nearly 100 business professors. They have great credentials and have great knowledge in a variety of areas. So we pull from the faculty at the University of St. Thomas. We also have a network of adjunct professors who we work with on a regular basis, as well as existing executives at local companies, retired executives in some cases, who are willing to work with us to augment the academic knowledge provided by our faculty with applied knowledge delivered by real-world practitioners.
From practical experience.
Absolutely.
So you've got a wide network of resources, even within the college, but associates of the college as well, to bring onto these projects one at a time.
That's right, Tom. And in the case of our customization programs, we always try to match not just the program, but the faculty to the needs of the organization. And that could mean that we look for faculty who have some industry expertise, for instance, or it could be that we're trying to match faculty by temperament and style. So all of those factors are important and are part of the customization process.
What a tremendous resource. I think of the University of St. Thomas, and I think of an institution of higher education, but I wasn't aware, or at least I wasn't at the front of my mind, that you were available as such a tremendous resource for business owners.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tom,
of all sizes.
You and your listeners might be interested in knowing that our continuing education unit, Executive and Professional Development, was started 52 years ago by Bishop Shannon, who was president of the university of that time, in collaboration with Peter Drucker. That's a name that everyone will recognize.
Okay.
And Peter Drucker and Bishop Shannon both agreed that business professionals were in need of continuous lifelong learning in much the same way that medical and legal professionals were. And that was the impetus for our center. And that has been our guiding vision from the very beginning.
You must have fun getting up every day and going to the university, because you're providing some terrific services.
You know, Tom, I have to tell you, quite honestly, I do.
That's great. We've covered now executive and professional development. You're helping with the leadership program, your continuing education, and what a wonderful custom design program for small businesses. Are there any other areas we haven't touched on that come under your purview?
You know, Tom, we offer programs in three broad areas. Professional development programs are regularly scheduled, non-degree classes held primarily at our downtown Minneapolis campus. They are focused on meeting the needs of individual contributors and frontline managers, folks maybe 5-10 years into the work world, and they're looking for increasing their functional knowledge and skills. We have executive education programs oriented toward emerging and existing leaders, folks who are either in or being prepared for senior leadership roles, and then the custom programs that I've mentioned that can be tailored to meet the unique needs of individual organizations. Those are the services that we provide. Each year, we will work with more than 3,000 individuals in one or more of those programs.
Well, this has been very interesting and very educational, Dr. Long. for more information with questions or comments on this particular topic, our listeners can go to todaysbusinessradio.com and click through at the icon for University of St. Thomas. I'm Tom Lyons. For my co-host Sam Zordich and our producer Jorgie Jorgensen, we'd like to thank Dr. Long from the Opus College of Business at the University of St. Thomas for joining us today on todaysbusinessradio.com.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.